Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. I'm John Swicky, and this week we're going to look at some new releases from AWS. We're going to look at a tutorial on how to train Llama for your own purposes and look at a couple other things as well. So let's hop right into it. So the first thing up this week that I thought was interesting was AWS released something called Health Scribe. And what this does is it automatically generates clinical notes from patient clinical conversations. So enhance clinical productivity with AI generated notes that are easy to reference, edit, and finalize. HIPAA compliant, use AI responsibly in clinical settings with traceable transcript references for every AI generated note. Reduce documentation time, boost medical scribe workflow efficiency, patient-friendly consultation recap. So I guess what this does is it allows doctors and patients to, they must be recording themselves. There's not too much in here. We have a news article up as well. Let's take a look at this. Record themselves and ask, okay, like a recap. It's almost like a, like meeting notes from your, you know, from your doctor's visit, which is, you know, super helpful. And then it identifies speaker roles, segment transcripts into categories based on clinical relevance. Okay, so it'll label things like small talk. That's kind of cool. You know, I mean, I think like this kind of stuff can be super helpful. You know, definitely, you know, I'd love to hear more on the workflow on, okay, you know, you're recording something with a doctor and it's in, you know, it goes into the cloud and private shit right there. And I mean, I love the end result. I think having that kind of simplified version of that conversation, you know, could be really, really impactful. You know, this is one of those things that you wish there would be some sort of, somehow you could control things a little bit more, right? I'm assuming this is going to be through medical providers' services. But I mean, I think, see what else we got here. Is anything you need to be trusted, particularly when it's deciding whether to, oh. I mean, this is sensitive data, which is kind of what this article is highlighting as well. Sorry, I'm just skimming through here to see if there's anything more interesting. Yeah, I mean, like you said, I love the end result. I think this is the kind of stuff where it can, you know, really make an impact on our lives, but the how we get here, I think, could use some examination, and I'd love more detail on basically how we got there. All right. So next up, found this blog post that details basically how to fine tune your own Llama 2 model. So Llama 2, all right, Facebook's open source model. So now you can start to do some interesting things with this. And this goes through what are some of those things and some of those ways that, right, you can kind of fine tune it for your own purposes. And lots of Python, lots of different things here. But that is a really cool walkthrough for those who wanted to build, you know, kind of build their own thing and, you know, work with Llama and also work with, you know, you can do all this in a collab notebook, which kind of an online Python editor. So pretty cool. Next article up this week is from the LangChain blog. And I haven't done too much with LangChain.
Let's see. Let's open up the about page. I want to make sure I speak to this.
LangChain is ALD. Long training models are emerging as a transformative technology, enabling developers to build locations proof of concept. But using these LMs in isolation is often not enough to create truly powerful. The real problem is to be able to combine them with other sources of computation and knowledge. And LangChain is aimed at assisting developers in those applications. So basically, it helps you make awesome applications based on
whatever LM I'm working with.
Thank you. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. So what I thought was really interesting about this is I'm going to get a couple of these examples up.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of scrolling back.
Right. you know, it's task goes in, research questions kind of get generated, a couple of queries go out, hits them off the website, summarize those things, and then aggregate all that and give you kind of a recap on them, right? So I love that kind of parallel. Hey, everybody. The parallel processing. And so this is just one of those things I want to dive into because I think just looks kind of interesting to play around with and see if I can kind of build my own thing. But I'll include this link up in the show notes for everybody. And all right, so finally this week, again, I came across this blog post that really, I've kind of just been thinking about a lot. I've gone back to it actually a couple times because it definitely made me think about kind of, where are things going, right? So the title of the post is AI and the Decline of the Open Web, right? So, first off, they talk about, login walls. Sure. They use examples like TikTok, Quora, Glassdoor. But like, hey.
What can you say, scammer?
And apologize, everybody. A rough morning over here. So their content is still indexable, but, you kind of have to log in to see it. And now the transformation from the early days of forums to Discords and Slack groups. The forum stuff was always all crawlable and available and searchable. And now so much is happening if you're in these private groups. And AI and the rise of walled gardens. He was kind of talking about the trend, how, Reddit raised their API prices. I'm sure others will pose that. There was a kind of a viral chart of Stack Overflow's traffic since ChatGPT came out and how it's gone down. And, and I'll include the link. And this is like, it brought up a couple of good points and went into some more details, but I thought with these new services, with these LLMs, it's more, I think, value on some of these data sets. And I think people being more open to, people would definitely be like the example of, paywalls would still let people Google for all their content, right? Now we let an LLM train on your content. That's a whole different story than just crawling the content, right? And I think the thing that I keep thinking about is, are we going to have some sort of fragmentation and exclusive access to certain data sets? Is Microsoft to try to get more people to Bing going to buy exclusive rights to Stack Overflow, and then Google's going to have to de-index it and not put it in Bard? Are we going to kind of see this kind of weird data and of the open web? And is it going to be pay to play now? Is the advertisement model going to be dead? So then it's going to be harder and harder to find little things. It just opens up a lot of questions, right? So I think, super interesting. It got me thinking way more than I thought. So I figured I'd include this week, and we'll link it up. And clearly I need to go get some coffee because I keep yawning. But thanks for everybody for spending a few minutes with us this week, and we appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.